Welcome to It's Possible with your host, Dan Hain. It's Possible is brought to you each week by dhmissions.com. We want to help you partner with God and watch your impossibilities become possibilities.
But if you're in the presence of God and you're looking at things the way He looks at them with an eternal perspective, all of a sudden, all things become possible, and there's nothing that can hold you back. Welcome to It's Possible. Let's take a moment and pray right now. Father, thank you for being so good to us. Our hearts, eyes, ears, and minds are all open right now to receive from you. Thank you for pouring out your revelation upon us today so that we can partner with you in what you're doing. Amen. Today we're going to play part three of a message that I gave at our home church in 2011 when we lived in New Hampshire. Like I mentioned in a previous broadcast, this church meets in a tent on top of a mountain year-round. I preached this message during a New Hampshire snowstorm. So today we're going to hear part three of Prayer Foundations, where we'll hear strategies for bringing generations together. And we'll also hear what can happen once generations come together around the same purpose. You won't want to miss this, so call a friend and let them know we're on the air. We'll return in about 90 seconds with part three of Prayer Foundations.
You're listening to It's Possible with Dan Hain. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Hain. I want to tell you about my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. Has your life become a meaningless, repetitive routine? Uncovering God's plan can pull you out of that dull, recurring cycle that's leading nowhere and leaving little or no impact. Let Keys to Your Future launch you into an amazing journey that God has planned for you. Keys to Your Future will help you identify and unlock your purpose, overcome obstacles to walking in your destiny, and much more. Keys to Your Future comes in softcover, hardback, and ebook formats. This book is available from all book retailers in the U.S. and most other countries. You can also order Keys to Your Future from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. For details, visit our website at dhmissions.com. Keys to Your Future. Get your copy today.
Let's go back to It's Possible with Dan Hain.
Welcome back to It's Possible. Like I mentioned in a previous broadcast, you'll be hearing propane heaters in the background of this message, but the content is really worth hearing. So here's part three of Prayer Foundations. This is really something that God gets involved with. He honors His word above His name. If we return His word back to Him with faith, it'll not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish some things in the earth realm and in the spirit realm. So I wanted to kind of grab a hold of this so that we can get some traction on prayer and get excited about it, because things will happen as a result of prayer that comes forth from each one of us. Things will happen. Situations will change. You can count on it. So I wanted to start moving towards maybe developing a couple of prayer strategies in the next few minutes here. One thing I've noticed as I've read through the Bible is there's transgenerational themes continually coming forth from the Bible. And I think God wants us to get a hold of some transgenerational ideas. Here's what I'm talking about. The Old Testament tells us to rehearse God's acts and testimonies to our children time after time after time. It's a ridiculous number of times, you know, but it's a theme that is repeated throughout the Old Testament. Rehearse God's acts and testimonies to your children, and even to your children's children. So the idea is God wants those experiences that we've had with Him to be passed to the next generation. And then He wants that generation to do even more than what our generation did. And so He wants exponential increase to happen as
His acts and testimonies are passed into the next generation, because they can get off to a quicker start than what we did, because our experiences can be compressed almost as if it were like a concentrate, like a juice concentrate, and then you add a little bit of water to it, you know? So you take all of our experiences and compress it into a concentrate, pass it to the next generation, and then what happens? You add a little bit of the water of the Spirit, a little bit of the water of the Word, and next thing you know, man, you've got the full-blown thing happening in the next generation, and they can start where we left off and even go further yet. So then here's another example of transgenerational themes in the Bible. In John 17, verse 20, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. This was the night before he was crucified, and this is the chapter what they refer to as the high priestly prayer of Jesus. And Jesus prayed for his disciples in John 17, verse 20, and those who would believe as a result of the disciples' word. So you can see that transgenerational attitude in his prayer. Here's an interesting one that I came up with. As I was reading through the book of John, I found that there are 12 miracles in the book of John where there's a verse attached to it specifically saying that as a result of this miracle, many came to believe on Jesus as the Messiah. Or a verse that would say something to that effect, you know. So you'll see a miracle and then something happened, you know, like someone's family came to the Lord, or an entire city came to believe on Jesus. Like the woman at the well story. Jesus ministered to this lady and operated in the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge concerning her life. And then she went and told everyone in the city that she lived in, and they all came to believe on Jesus because of the miracle of the word of knowledge that he did with the woman at the well. So anyway, as far as the transgenerational thing that happened in the book of John, when you go into the book of Acts, you'll find that the disciples in the book of Acts did 12 miracles as well. And there's a verse attached to each one of these 12 situations that says many came to believe on Jesus as the Lord as a result of the disciples doing a miracle. Like the guy in the beginning of the book of Acts that was born lame, and Peter and John ministered to him at the gate of the city. Quite a few people came to believe on Jesus as a result of that miracle. So anyway, you see the transgenerational attitude, once again, going from the book of John to the book of Acts. Jesus said, these things that you see me do, you're going to do as well. And not only that, but you're going to do greater than this. So once again, you've got that thing when it gets passed to the next generation. The whole plan of God is to see it happen at a greater level with the next generation than it happened with the previous generation. And one of my favorite examples is when you have King Saul and David, and then you've got David and Solomon. So going from Saul's generation to David's generation is a perfect example of how not to do it. Because Saul was doing everything he could do to kill David and not have a succeeding generation after him. So then David was running from Saul continually for his life, hiding out in the caves. And without any question, David was running things through his mind. And he was probably saying, God, if you'll just give me a chance to raise up a generation, I'll do it right. And so David didn't get it right initially. He had Absalom as a child, and that didn't work out right. But by the time Solomon came along, David had it together. And this is one of the prayer strategies that I believe is a very crucial element that God wants us to grab a hold of. David and Solomon were coming into unity around the purpose of pursuing God's wisdom. You can read that in Proverbs chapter 4. Solomon wrote Proverbs chapter 4, and he was saying in this passage how his father was continually teaching him to pay attention to the words that he's teaching him and to pursue wisdom. And along with pursuing wisdom, to pursue understanding. So anyway, what they did is they combined around this one purpose to pursue and demonstrate God's wisdom. And as a result, what happened is, if you talk to any Jewish person, they'll be looking back to this period in history where Solomon was the king, and it's referred to as the golden era of Israel's history. is like the mountaintop experience of Israel's history. It's when Solomon was reigning. What was happening was all kinds of prosperity was hitting. People-to-people relationships were operating at their finest, to the point where even nation-to-nation relationships were absolutely working flawlessly. It says in the scriptures that during the reign of Solomon that Israel was at peace with their neighbors. So there weren't any wars going on. What was happening is everybody was recognizing God's wisdom. It's a higher level of wisdom. You've got a level of wisdom that operates in the earth, but then there's a higher level of wisdom that operates, and it comes from the eternal realm. It comes from the heart of God, from the mind of God himself. And this is what Solomon was tapping into. Now, ever since that point in time, what has happened is the enemy has deployed a strategy to do everything he can to turn generations against each other. And it's never been more prominent than it's been in the last 20 or 30 years. In our nation, coming forth from the political structures, and it's been transmitted into the educational arenas and through the mediums of news and movies, all that kind of stuff, you know. And so what one agenda is that's been coming forth is to turn the young generation against the old generation. Turn the older generation against the young generation. And so it's really no wonder to me that this is actually coming forth because of what happened in Solomon's reign. The enemy thinks that if I can just keep these generations turned against each other, then there will be no more golden era. But I think God wants to release another golden era into the earth. And if we can get generations to focus in unity around one purpose, the purpose of pursuing God's wisdom, I think that we can experience another golden era. I think that person-to-person relationships can operate flawlessly to the point where even nation-to-nation relationships can operate in harmony with each other. People were coming to Solomon from clear across the known world at the time. The Queen of Sheba came to him, hearing stories about Solomon's wisdom. And she was stunned to find out how intense the wisdom was that was coming through him. She says, not even half of the story had been told to me. She was so amazed. She saw how the workers, Solomon's servants, were just so happy to be even working together in unity and harmony. And they loved to sit under his wisdom. So it was an amazing thing to behold. So I think there's something there for us as far as grabbing hold of God's wisdom.
Now, Solomon never passed the baton of pursuing and demonstrating God's wisdom to his next generation. And as a result, Israel's golden age came to an end. Joel 2:28 says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions." Notice how there are three generations in this passage: old men, young men, and sons and daughters. David and Solomon only combined two generations around pursuing God's wisdom. Now, if we can link three generations around God's wisdom, I believe we can see another golden age, but this time it will be ongoing. So I want to encourage you to look for opportunities to help those who are younger than you in the Lord. And if you're a younger one, look for someone who's gone where you want to go, join up with them, and then watch God move. Now, if you'd like to purchase the entire Prayer Foundation's message, it's available as an MP3 download at dhmissions.com. Click the store button, then go to MP3 downloads to find it. We're running out of time for this segment, but stay with us as we go live to our comment line where you can call in and talk to us live. The number to call is 214-431-5032. Don't go away, we're going to the comment line right after this.
Thank you for listening to It's Possible. This broadcast is supported and brought to you by listeners just like you. If you would like to partner with us, please visit our website at dhmissions.com, where you can also find many helpful resources. Let us know how this program has encouraged you. Dan's email address is dan@dhmissions.com. See you next time, and remember, with God, it's possible.